from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Some parents are praising legislation that would expand charter schools in Missouri, while some administrators for traditional public schools are raising concern that they'll drain resources. The Columbia, Missourian reports Republican Representative Rebecca Rober of Lee's Summit has introduced a bill that would allow charter schools in any city with more than 30,000 residents. Currently, charter schools are mostly limited to the Kansas City and St. Louis districts, as well as those in unaccredited school systems. Rober says she's, quote, not against traditional public schools, but that when they're not working for kids, families should have other options. Michael Schonrock has been fired as president of Lindenwood University's flagship campus in suburban St. Louis. Schonrock's attorney confirmed Friday to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that Schonrock was terminated Friday afternoon, 3 days after he was placed on paid administrative leave. Schonrock said he's been given no reason for the dismissal. Art Johnson, vice chairman of the University Board of Trustees, has been named acting president. Schonrock was the president of Emporia State University in Kansas before coming to the St. Charles-based Lindenwood in June of 2015. His contract was to run through June of 2020. Schonrock says he's received favorable reviews each year. The university has declined to comment on the matter. The president of Lindenwood's Belleville, Illinois campus was placed on administrative leave in November and is no longer at the university. An invasive species in Missouri is causing damage to the landscape, threatening native species, and spreading disease. Michelle Skaliski has more.
Last year, MDC eliminated more than 9,300 feral hogs in the state. The goal is to completely eradicate them. Mark McLean is MDC's Feral Hogs Elimination Team Coordinator.
Feral hogs are an extremely destructive species. They use their nose to root the ground in search for food, destroying crops, hay fields, pasture land, anything, yards, gardens, flower beds, anything that they can get into, they'll destroy.
And they're carriers of up to 30 diseases that could affect native animals, livestock, pets, and humans. Feral hogs have been found in 30 counties in the state. While there are some areas where small populations of the animals have been completely eliminated, McLean says eradication of feral hogs from Missouri is going to take some time. I'm Michelle Skaliski.
Missouri lawmakers are expected to consider legislation to restrict the use of drones near state prisons. The St. Joseph News Press reports that Republican Representative Mike Henderson introduced a bill to make it a misdemeanor for anyone to knowingly fly a drone within 300 vertical feet or near the furthest perimeter of prisons. The legislation would add felony charges for attempting to drop contraband onto state prison grounds. The move comes after Missouri Department of Corrections officials expressed fear that weapons or drugs are being dropped inside prison grounds. The department has reported 11 drone sightings near state prisons since 2016. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.